time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio this morning, I have Kathy Rummel. She is with the Price Utah VFW Auxiliary, and we're going to talk about something that, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily always, maybe not a lot of people know, but the numbers for the VFW here in Price are down, and we need to try and pump those numbers up and get some more and some new blood infused into the veterans of foreign wars. Kathy, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, let's talk a little bit about what the Veterans of Foreign Wars is and kind of enlighten people and let them know. And then we'll talk a little bit more about some of the stuff that you've got coming up.
Well, we're the auxiliary for the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Okay. And it's for anybody that has served on foreign land. Okay. And I know there's a lot of guys out there from Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. They're, you know, we need some young blood. We have 44 members right now, and 33 of them are older. Back in the days, you know, that was a big thing. And I like to see you bring it back up and help our veterans locally. I mean, we do a barbecue, right? And we do a lot of fun things like Mother's Day baskets and Father's Day baskets. And at Christmas time, we help a veteran that might be down or out. Okay, our auxiliary money actually goes to help any veteran in need. Okay. Our veterans can be a mother, a brother, a sister, anybody, okay, that needs help. Okay. And to join, you need to have what's called a DD-214. Okay. And that's like a release paper from the service. And it has to show that you served on foreign land. Okay. Like I said, again, anybody that has a brother, a sister, a mother, grandpa, grandma, okay, that served, can join us, right? And I'd like to see more of the Carbon County getting involved with this. This is a good thing for our veterans, and they need our help. And that's what we're here for.
Right? And that's what you were saying is we were talking a little bit off air, is your numbers are kind of
down.
They're kind of down. You're about 44, is that what you said?
Correct. Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it seems like the same five or six always show up to do
Correct.
Everything.
Yeah.
And you need that infusion of new blood to to maybe, you know, get other people that maybe are not quite going or maybe on the fence, just to get them excited about going and getting a few other people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, this is something that it's great, and we don't want to lose this.
No, we don't want to lose the Veterans of Foreign Wars, okay? We have meetings. I can go to the meetings with the guys and find out what they're doing, okay? And if they have something that they're doing, like I know right now they're raffling off rifles and stuff, okay? And on international days, they'll give it away, all right? And I help them sell tickets with that, okay? And that's something that we interact with. We help them. They help us, okay? We actually moved from we had our meetings at the Tipsy Tavern. Now we have them at the Elks on Friday, the second Friday of the month at 3:30. If anyone's interested, please come. Okay, you can start off by paying your $25 until you get your DD-214. If you want to go monthly, you can. And everything that you pay, say you pay $20 a month for a year, that goes toward a lifetime membership. You can pay your lifetime right up front. Okay, which I did because my husband is a disabled veteran and I wanted to make sure I had that done. There's a lot of us that are lifers, okay, and a lot of them are older, but they can't help in any way, you know. So we try to get out and do stuff to bring new people in. I spoke to a lot of my friends and stuff. I have a couple that's interested, okay, but the minute they found out they might have to actually go out in the public, they went, huh, okay, whatever, okay. But I like that. I like to go out in the public and do this stuff and whatever, okay. We was in a parade. Last year, our float won the chairman's choice. We was so excited because it was the first time we ever put a float in the parade,
mm-hmm.
okay, for St. Patrick's Day that was, okay. This year we had the VFW in it again. Okay? I was right behind the guys. Okay? We decorated my car. I still have tape on the windows, but it was a ball, okay? It's so much fun to do, to know that you're there with sisterhood. And it doesn't if you're, even a men can join now. It's not the ladies' auxiliary. It's just called an auxiliary, okay? And matter of fact, I have one guy that is interested, okay? And he actually lives in Farron. Okay, so it's kind of hard for him to get over here, but he said he would join. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Okay, and you said you've got right now, you've got a Mother's Day basket that you're raffling
correct,
off.
Uh-huh.
You'll have a Father's Day basket.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be up at the International Days at the park.
Yeah.
If people are interested and want to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call my home phone or my cell. My home phone is 435-637-7293. And my cell is 435-650-8330.
That's okay. You don't call yourself.
No,
that
I
often.
Don't. I just went.
All right. Well, Kathy, thanks for coming in. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on before we end the interview?
I just want to say that we need help and think about it. And I know there's, like I said, I know there's a lot of people out there that are not. You're when I called the radio station the other day, she says, I didn't know about it. Okay? So we just want to get people to know about it and help us. That would be great.
Okay, so that is Kathy Rummel with the Price, Utah Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary, and they need help. They're trying to increase their numbers. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, if you have served on foreign soil, check everything out and get with these guys and join them. They need all the help that they can get. You know, we're dwindling and we're losing numbers left and right, and help people out and become a member of the VFW Auxiliary here in Price.
Because there is veterans out there that need our help. We've helped them, okay? And there's more, I know.
You are absolutely right. Kathy, thank you for stopping in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, now for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, go to the website KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.